At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Imagine for a moment the humorous sight of someone earnestly trying to chase away their troubles with a salt shaker. While it paints a comical picture, it also highlights a profound truth. How could these physical substances, like oil, water, or even salt, though symbolic in certain contexts, truly offer us the deep spiritual cleansing we yearn for? The answer is clear. They cannot. These earthly elements fall short in providing the profound spiritual renewal our souls require. Today, we will explore the concept of spiritual cleansing and detox. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, we often talk about cleansing in a physical sense, but how often do we consider the need to cleanse our spirits? Just as we detoxify our bodies to remove toxins, our spiritual lives too require regular cleansing to rid ourselves of negativity and impurities that weigh down our souls. The Bible reminds us in Psalm 51, verse 10, where it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." This verse underlines the importance of spiritual cleansing as a pathway to a restored, steadfast spirit. I will guide you through 7 vital steps to clean out your spiritual closet and remove all negative energy. These steps, rooted in biblical principles, are essential for anyone seeking a deeper connection with God and a life filled with His peace and joy. Number 1. Repentance and confession to clean your heart. The journey of spiritual detoxification begins with repentance and confession. These are vital steps, which are like clearing the clutter that tarnishes our souls. Just as King David, after his transgression with Bathsheba, cried out to God in Psalm 51, verse 10, saying, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." We too must seek a pure heart. Repentance is more than regret or sorrow. It is a transformative act of turning away from sin and returning to God. David's story powerfully reminds us that no one is beyond God's forgiveness. His sincere repentance led to forgiveness and a deeper relationship with God. Also, confession plays a crucial role in this process of spiritual renewal. As 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Confession isn't merely acknowledging wrongdoings. It's an act of opening our lives to God's transformative power. It requires honesty and vulnerability before God, recognizing our need for His grace. Through confession, we find liberation from guilt and shame, an essential step toward spiritual freedom. Repentance and confession, while deeply personal, also possess a significant communal dimension. Jesus Himself emphasized the importance of reconciliation with others, teaching in Matthew 5, verse 24, "First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." This directive from Jesus underscores the value of mending relationships as an integral part of our spiritual journey. connecting the act of personal repentance with the communal aspect of confession and reconciliation. It highlights how our individual paths to spiritual cleansing are deeply intertwined with our interactions and relationships with others and within the community of believers. Additionally, the story of Jonah's preaching to Nineveh, leading to the city's collective repentance, highlights the far-reaching impact of repentance. It shows how true repentance, personal or communal, is foundational to spiritual cleansing and renewal. Number 2. Sanctify your mouth. The second step in our spiritual cleansing involves our speech. The Bible emphasizes the power of words in multiple passages. Proverbs 18, verse 21 states, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Our words have the power to build or destroy, to heal or to wound. Therefore, it's about consciously using our words to reflect God's love and truth. As your heart gets clean, your language should follow. This is not just talking about bad language, but also negative talk that contradicts the word of God and faith. This includes the challenge to stop complaining. The book of James provides an insightful analogy, comparing the tongue to a small rudder that guides a large ship. James 3 verses 4 to 5 illustrates how a small part of the body can have a great impact, much like our words can influence the course of our lives and those around us. This teaches us the importance of mindful speech, reminding us that our words can lead to either calm waters or stormy seas in our relationships and personal journey. Also, in the story of Nehemiah, rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, we find a leader who used his words to encourage, motivate, and build up his people. Faced with opposition and discouragement, Nehemiah's words brought unity and strength to the people, as recorded in Nehemiah 4. His example shows us the constructive power of positive, faith-filled speech. Number 3. Address toxic relationships. Our third step in spiritual cleansing is to address and, in some cases, distance ourselves from toxic relationships. These relationships can drain our spiritual energy and distract us from our walk with God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 warns us, saying, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." This verse underscores the influence that our associations can have on our character and spiritual health. The story of Lot, Abraham's nephew, serves as a cautionary tale about the impact of our associations. Lot's decision to live near the wicked city of Sodom had detrimental effects on his family and spiritual life, as detailed in Genesis 19. This narrative teaches us the importance of surrounding ourselves with godly influences and distancing ourselves from environments that can lead us away from God's path. In contrast, the story of Ruth and Naomi exemplifies a healthy, supportive relationship. Ruth's loyalty to Naomi, as expressed in Ruth 1 verse 16, tells us, "Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge." This highlights the blessings that come from godly companionship. Their relationship was based on mutual respect, support, and a shared faith in God, demonstrating the positive impact that wholesome relationships can have on our spiritual journey. Number 4. Renew your mind. The fourth step in our spiritual detox is the renewal of our minds. Romans 12 verse 2 advises, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This transformation is essential for a healthy spiritual life. It involves replacing negative, worldly thoughts with the truth of God's Word. The story of Daniel provides an inspiring example of someone who renewed his mind and remained committed to God, despite being in a hostile environment. In Daniel 1, despite pressure to conform to the ways of Babylon, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the king's food and wine. His steadfastness in maintaining his...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Spiritual disciplines, including prayer and commitment to God's laws, kept his mind focused on God and not on the corrupt influences around him. Similarly, the transformation of Saul into Paul, as detailed in Acts 9, is a powerful testament to the renewal of the mind. Once a fierce persecutor of Christians, Paul experienced a dramatic encounter with Jesus that completely changed his perspective and purpose. His writings, filled with profound insights and divine wisdom, reflect the transformative power of a renewed mind. Number 5. Release unforgiveness and bitterness. The fifth step is to release unforgiveness and bitterness. These negative emotions can burden our hearts and hinder our spiritual growth. Ephesians 4 verses 31 to 32 commands, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." This passage calls us to emulate Christ's forgiving nature. The story of Joseph, as we return to look at his life in Genesis, offers a profound example of forgiveness. After enduring betrayal and injustice at the hands of his brothers, Joseph chose to forgive them, recognizing God's purpose in his trials. His ability to release bitterness and embrace forgiveness led to the preservation and reconciliation of his family. In the New Testament, the parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, illustrates the importance of forgiving others as we have been forgiven by God. The servant, forgiven a great debt by his master, failed to show the same mercy to his fellow servant. This parable teaches us the necessity of extending forgiveness, reflecting the grace that we have received from God. Number 6. Fast and pray. The sixth step in our spiritual detox is the discipline of fasting and prayer. These practices, along with Bible study and daily meditation, are essential for deepening our relationship with God and fortifying our spirits. Matthew 6 verses 6 and 17 to 18 instructs us on the importance of these disciplines, emphasizing prayer and fasting with the right intentions. These disciplines should be conducted not for public display or recognition, but in a spirit of sincerity and humility that aligns well with the biblical message. Jesus himself highlighted the power of these practices in Matthew 17 verse 21, particularly in the context of spiritual healing and casting out demons, where he said, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." This statement underscores the profound impact that prayer and fasting, when combined, can have on our spiritual lives. The life of Daniel again provides a powerful example of these disciplines. In Daniel 10, we read about Daniel's 3-week fast, during which he sought understanding from God. his dedication to prayer, fasting, and seeking God's wisdom resulted in extraordinary revelations and spiritual strength. In the New Testament, the practice of the early church, as described in Acts 2, verses 42, highlights the importance of these spiritual disciplines in building a strong faith. The scripture says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." Their commitment to prayer, studying God's word, and fellowship played a crucial role in the growth and vitality of the believers and the early church. Additionally, the practice of meditation shows the transformative power of meditating on God's word, as exemplified by the psalmist in Psalm 1 verses 2 to 3, which tells us, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." This practice leads to spiritual nourishment and stability. Depicted as a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season. And number 7, be washed in the blood of Jesus, the ultimate cleansing. My friends, the ultimate and most profound step in our spiritual detox is recognizing and embracing the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. This step goes beyond our actions and intentions, delving into the core of our Christian faith. 1 John 1 verse 7 assures us, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin." This profound truth highlights the central role of Christ's sacrifice in our spiritual purification. My friends, the real and most effective cleansing agent is not found in the kitchen or in a bottle or a specially prepared bath, but it is found in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. This isn't suggesting a literal bath in blood, but is pointing us to the deep spiritual cleansing that comes only through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. His blood, shed on the cross, offers the ultimate purification for our souls. This is not just a symbolic cleanse, but a profound spiritual reality. So, how does one access this ultimate source of cleansing? It starts with faith and a heart turned towards Jesus, acknowledging him as your Lord and Savior, believing in the power of his sacrifice, and confessing your sins opens the door to this profound cleansing. It's about a spiritual surrender, an inner transformation that is beautifully symbolized through baptism. Baptism is an outward declaration of this inward change, a public testament to the new life you have embraced in Christ. It represents the best decision of your life, dying to the old self and being reborn in the Spirit. As Romans 10 verse 9 declares, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." This salvation and cleansing are not about clinging to rituals or relying on earthly substances, but about fostering a genuine, living relationship with Jesus Christ. In embracing this path, you embark on a journey of true spiritual renewal. Therefore, my friends, let us turn away from misguided attempts at spiritual cleansing and embrace the true solution offered to us. Be washed in the blood of Jesus, along with the other things we've already mentioned. It is the only bath you need for spiritual cleansing, and you will experience the freedom and purity that only he can provide. This cleansing is available to everyone, regardless of past mistakes or current struggles. It's a gift of love from our Heavenly Father, accessible through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Embrace this gift and let the ultimate cleansing power of Jesus' blood transform your life. And remember, after you've turned your heart to Jesus and put on Christ through baptism, continue walking with Him daily, nurturing and deepening your relationship with Him as you grow in faith and understanding. My dear friends, our journey of spiritual cleansing is a transformative path, continuously guided by the love and grace of God. As we apply these principles in our lives, let us remember that spiritual cleansing is not a yearly one-time event, but a daily walk with our Lord. Each step we take towards purification and renewing leads us closer to the heart of God. Our spiritual detox is not about achieving perfection, but about drawing nearer to the one who is perfect. As we open our hearts to the light of God's presence, let us rejoice in the daily renewal and refreshing of our spirits. May we walk in the freedom and victory that Christ has won for us, carrying His light into every corner of our lives and the world around us. And as we journey forth, let us do so with the assurance of His love, the strength of His peace, and the joy of His salvation. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Almighty God, You are the Creator of all, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. Your glory fills the heavens and the earth, and Your majesty is beyond our understanding. I lift Your name high, for You alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. I am grateful, Lord, for the countless blessings You have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. I am grateful for Your grace and mercy that follow us every day of our lives. Thank You for Your unfailing love, Your guidance, and the gift of salvation. You are my refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Lord, I come before You seeking spiritual cleansing and renewal. I seek Your forgiveness for the times I have faltered and strayed from Your path. I repent of my sins, those known and unknown, and I extend forgiveness to those who have wronged me. Lord, purify my heart, mind, and soul. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I am thankful for the cleansing blood of Jesus, which washes away my sins and renews my spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and over my loved ones for protection, cleansing, and victory in every area of our existence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cast out anything that does not serve You or align with Your perfect will. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit, that I may walk in Your ways and reflect Your love and grace in all that I do. Merciful Father, I pray for freedom from all forms of negativity, bondage, and anything else that hinders my spiritual growth. Break every chain that holds me back and purge from my life any thoughts, habits, influences, or connections that are not of You. Replace them with Your peace, joy, and righteousness. Empower me to walk in the liberty provided by Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help me to live a life that glorifies You in every way. I declare victory over every challenge in my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every strategy of the enemy and bind the forces of darkness. I ask for wisdom and discernment, that I may walk in your ways and fulfill your purpose for my life. As I draw closer to you, grant me the grace to understand your word more deeply. Help me to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in all areas of my life, aligning my actions and thoughts with your divine plans for me. May your presence be my constant guide, and your love the driving force in all that I do. Help me to strengthen my faith and deepen my relationship with you each day. Lord, you are my healer. I pray for healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Touch my life with your healing anointing and the lives of my loved ones. Protect us from all harm and surround us with your angels. I pray for your divine protection over our dwelling place and over all the blessings you have graciously bestowed upon us. Guard our comings and goings, dear Lord, and grant us journeying mercies, ensuring safety and peace in every step we take. Guide us, order our steps, and let your Holy Spirit lead us in every decision. I pray for a spiritual cleansing and all these blessings for my loved ones. Help them to experience your peace, love, and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now, seeking to cleanse their spirit and draw nearer to your presence. We come together in agreement, seeking your face, knowing that there is power in unity and prayer. I pray that each one of us will experience the transformative power of your love and grace as we commit to walking in your ways and embracing the fullness of your redemption. We come together with a heart of repentance and a spirit of confession, that we might be purified in your sight. Help us, Lord, to use our words to uplift and heal, reflecting your love and truth. Strengthen us to build godly relationships that honor you, and give us the wisdom to walk away from those that do not. Renew our minds with your word, that we may discern your will and resist worldly influences and temptations. Empower us to release any unforgiveness and grudges, embracing your peace and reconciliation. We are grateful that in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, we find the ultimate purification and redemption. We stand firm in our faith, claiming victory over our lives. Lord, we pray for deliverance from all fear, worry, anxiety, and from any known or unknown addiction, trusting in your strength and peace to uphold and guide us through every circumstance. We declare wholeness and restoration over our lives and the lives of our loved ones, and we thank you for your shield of protection. Continue to guide us through your Holy Spirit in all truth and righteousness. Let your kingdom come in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.